I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today. It is the Karsh and Anderson program. 248-539-9797. So, Lions getting set for the stretch run, according to Ian Rappaport. DeMonte Casey, most recently with the Browns, is signing with the Lions practice squad. Per me and Mike Garofalo, that's Ian Rappaport. The plan is for quick elevation when he's ready, as Detroit recently lost Brian Branch for the season with a torn Achilles. Look, it's, they got to turn over every stone. They got to try and find something. And at the end of the day, they are, I guess, doing what they can. I mean, it's not likely the players that are on the street are going to make a huge impact, but I guess what you have to start asking yourself is, what are their options? Eric Hallett, Lauren Strickland, practice squad guys. All right, well, maybe we can at least see if this guy's better than somebody else. See if this guy's better than who we have in house. You got to do what you can to try and put the best team you possibly can on the field. And if you are successful with that, then, you know, you're not talking about adding a Pro Bowler like Brian Branch. You're just talking about being better than the alternative. So maybe KZ will be better than the alternative. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Tom is in Fenton, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
Good, thank you.
Hey, going back to college football just briefly here.
Yep.
I have a fun one. I know it'll probably never happen, but it's fun to talk about.
Yep.
Because there's too many classic programs that their fans are used to winning 7-plus games every year. But what about, you know, kind of blowing this whole thing up in future years and going to a relegation system in college football where we can stop seeing Ohio State and Michigan blow out Rutgers every year, and we can talk about best teams playing best teams week over week like the NFL. I like to see good matchups just as much as the next guy. Kind of let's get the best of the best. You move up, you move down every year, similar to, soccer.
So I don't – I mean, would the schools agree to it? Why would the schools agree to it?
Because
Rutgers wouldn't want to agree to it, because why do we want to get relegated? And the schools at top wouldn't agree to it because they don't want to give up an automatic win.
Yeah. Best for the fans. We get to see a lot of good matchups. You really get to find out who's the best. But, of course, all the money on the line and all the schools that are in agreements already, you know, it doesn't really benefit a lot of them in the end, but it sure does benefit the fans.
So one thing, Tom, that I would call for if I was a commissioner of college athletics and specifically college football, I would require that you have to play 11 group or Power Four games. So no matter what conference you're in, if you want to play in the postseason, you have to play Power Four games and maybe one cupcake. Because that we shouldn't have to require good non-conference games. Hell, maybe I'd even take non-conference scheduling away from the schools and try and dole it out in some sort of equitable way. Because the ACC is going to 9 conference games, which is amazing because they have an odd number of teams, and an odd number of teams can't all play the same number of games. If it's an odd number of games. Right now there's 17 ACC teams and they play 8 conference games, all right? So if you add a 9th conference game, right? Of the 17 teams, 8 play and 8 are their opponents. That leaves a 17th team with no one to play without adding a 10th conference game to somebody's schedule. The ACC is requiring now that you play 9 conference games plus 2 Power 5 opponents. And one school will play 8 conference games and 3 Power 5 opponents. Power 4 opponents, sorry. My apologies. I'm probably made everybody confused. But the ACC is including a stipulation that you have to play Power 4 games. And I like it. I like it. Now, everybody's going to be blowing up, you know, Mississippi State's phone or Purdue's phone or some. They're all going to want to play those teams. But, you know, eventually you're going to run out of, you know, people are going to have, you're going to have to schedule some people. And I'm kind of talking to you, Indiana. Welcome. Welcome. Got it. Yep. Welcome. And we're a lot of people rooting for you. And what you've done is impressive. But your non-conference schedule is Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. Okay. And Kurt Cignetti has implied they're going to keep doing that. And that is not as fun for the fans. And that's what our guy here who just called was trying to suggest. And Indiana has, I mean, Cignetti came out and he called it the Alabama plan, which I thought was funny, taking a shot at Alabama. But they play next year, North Texas, Howard, and Western Kentucky. The year after that, Kennesaw State, Indiana State, and UMass. The year after that, Austin Peay, Eastern Michigan, Miami of Ohio. The year after that, Ball State, Eastern Illinois, and Western Kentucky. The year after, they play in 2030, they go to Notre Dame.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And Indiana State and Delaware. Like, they don't play, by design, they're not playing anybody. And I'm impressed with what Indiana did, but, you know, that's kind of weak. It's kind of weak. So, you know, but until they legislate it, and they should legislate it, so everybody's got a kind of an equal non-conference schedule. Doug, I spent 53 years in the F1 bubble. That's from an unnamed texter, and that's funny. NCAA sports has to get away from the voting model and go straight to some set-in-stone playoff system. Top two teams in each conference are in. You know who will never agree to that? The Big Ten and the SEC. Because they think they deserve more. They won't agree to that. And right now, they're on top. what they say kind of goes. Conference championship losers should absolutely be punished if they get housed in that game. Alabama might not apply this year because they wanted Georgia in the regular season, but this idea that a team should never get punished for losing that game is absurd. If it exposes them as a fraud, it's absolutely a data point to be considered. I guess I don't agree, because the teams that they're getting compared against don't have to play a quality 13th game. They don't have to take that risk. If you are good enough to qualify your conference championship game, I think you, and you're in the playoff, I think you should stay there. And look, we have a disagreement. That's fine. But, you know, the teams that you will lose out to don't have to play that extra game against a great opponent. So that doesn't quite seem fair, or it makes it potentially a punishment to go to the conference championship game. And who's going to want to play in a conference championship game if they could lose their playoff spot? If you're a bubble team and you could lose your playoff spot? I don't know. It just that's the way I see it. Obviously, you see it differently. 248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox, and you can text us at the same number. 248-539-9797. Champ Indiana, Champ College Football Committee. That's from A2 and Tecumseh. I'd like to know why you're chumping the committee. What is it about the committee that bothers you? I don't mind the committee. I think their job's impossible. What I do think is terrible for the committee is having to talk about it every week, because you're doing it with incomplete data, and then things change over the course of a season, and it just undermines the credibility of the whole thing. Sam in Grand Rapids, I think we need to be careful giving Notre Dame crap for what they're doing. Michigan is a win against USC to being a very similar situation Notre Dame is in right now. Can we say Michigan wouldn't be handling it the exact same way? I kind of think they would, and I'm a Michigan fan saying this. Sam, they could say no to the bowl bid right now if they wanted. They could. I think there's a total of 10 teams that said no to bowl bids. They're not, and I'm not, you know, I mean, would they? I don't think they would, and I'll tell you why. They have 6 freshmen playing offense. They want those full team practices in another game to get ready for next year. There is no morphing. College sports is professional now with NIL. That's from an unnamed texter. Bob in Port Huron says, Champ, Lions for taking care of business and showing Dallas we're America's team. Chump the Tigers organization for not signing Tarek yet. Interesting. You blame the Tigers for that. Well, there's some reporting on Scooble. We'll get to that today at 1:18. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.